Gardaí continue to investigate the arson attack on a home in Edenderry in County Offaly, which killed 4-year-old Tadhg Farrell and his grandaunt, 60-year-old Mary Holt. One line of investigation is that the attack was carried out by people involved in the drug trade. Gardaí are clear that there were innocent victims in the house, but that it may have been targeted in a case of drug debt intimidation. We heard from the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, on yesterday's programme, who urged people not to get involved in recreational drug use, as he said, it is imposing very significant violence on many people. Former Assistant Garda Commissioner Michael O'Sullivan was also head of the Garda National Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Michael. You might tell us how exactly drug debt intimidation works and how can it infiltrate communities?
Yes, good morning, Maggie. And obviously, speaking in general terms and not directly related to the recent events over the last couple of days and the various cases, I suppose drug debts, an integral part of what drug gangs do is inflict fear and intimidation on people. And I would suppose the most common form of drug debt that comes to families is when the son or daughter who's a drug addict decides or is coerced into supplying drugs on the street and becomes basically a street dealer. So what happens is a certain amount of drugs are given to the young person, they go out and sell it. But unfortunately what happens is their addiction, they are addicted. So the temptation over a period of time becomes too great and they start eating into the profits, unfortunately. And in fact, it's not their profits, it's the profits, it's somebody else's profits. So they continue to get drugs on credit, with the result they're in over their head and they cannot pay the debt. And frequently what happens with some families, as has happened in the past, is that the supplier and others arrive at the front door and say, your son or your daughter owes us 10, 15 grand or whatever. And they're left in a dreadful position. Firstly, they didn't know their daughter or son was supplying drugs. And secondly, they'd no idea they owed so much money. And probably thirdly, they haven't got the money to pay it. So they're faced with a choice. Either they go and get a loan or they go and try and repay these people. And then they're wondering, are these people conning them? So it's a hugely difficult position for them to be in, between a rock and a hard place. And if the money isn't paid, the intimidation then ratchets up from the point of view of these people want their money and can be very vicious and violent and will frequently threaten to injure the son or daughter or indeed members of the household. So very, very difficult time for these people.
And there have been a number of cases of extremely violent attacks recently. Do you think that violence has been increasing in these kind of cases?
I certainly think drug use over the years has increased, particularly the supply of cocaine. And certainly there are more criminal gangs and they are certainly getting more violent. And they can't exist without intimidation, without intimidating witnesses, without intimidating those people who are lower down the scale from them so that they will cooperate and keep silent at the same time. Certainly drug intimidation has increased over a period of time with the increase in drug use. There's been various agencies set up, voluntary agencies around the country, who give support to the families of intimidation. And the guards have a system in place where there's a nominated inspector in each division by which these people can report the matter to and get advice and guidance from them. And very often a support person will be supplied by one of these agencies.
And does that work? I mean, is it very difficult to police? I understand that you're saying there's a voluntary agency as a kind of a go-between, but what about policing it and stopping it?
It's very difficult to police. You're as good as your witnesses. And if somebody comes forward to give evidence, well, then the courts are there and the special criminal court is there should the case go there. And the systems are in place to prosecute. But that doesn't... The big problem for a lot of these people is it's a localized problem insofar as their son or daughter was supplying in the locality. The people in the locality, the gang operates in the locality and possibly grew up with members of the family and perhaps live around the corner. So these people have to live there and they find a huge amount of pressure from intimidation. And even when the court case is over, they're still going to have to live in that area. So they really, really are in a very difficult situation.
The Minister for Justice was urging people to think about the link between recreational drug taking and this kind of violence. So not necessarily drug addiction, full-blown drug addiction, but these might be people who just take drugs maybe at the weekend or maybe at holiday. Do you think that those who take drugs like that and hold down, let's say, normal lives, in inverted commas, do you think that they understand that connection?
They don't want to understand. Most of the people, for example, who take cocaine, heroin is different. Most of the people who take cocaine, and that is the fastest and most lucrative market in the country, they simply want to enjoy themselves. They don't care that it's an addictive drug. They don't care about the harm it does to them. And they don't care that they are funding the local drug dealers and the higher drug dealers. And the money goes to the international drug traffickers. They don't care. And they are taking cocaine. Why? Because they can, and they simply want to, and they have the money. During the recession, there was very little cocaine use. People hadn't got the disposable income. They have the disposable income now, and they simply go out, buy cocaine, and don't ask any questions, and maybe pick up the newspaper and see some guy has got shot, and say, oh, that's terrible. But the money, they're putting money into the drug gangs and into the criminals, and they are increasing their wealth and their power base and their reach on the community.
Okay, thank you for that. Former Assistant Garda Commissioner Michael O'Sullivan. We delved into this issue a little bit deeper on the latest episode of our RTE News podcast, Behind the Story, and that's available on RTE Radio Player or wherever you get your podcasts. 7 minutes to 9 now.